I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw The Nutcracker and the Four Realms at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms is a Disney movie about a young girl who wanders into a fantasy world run by a sugar plum fairy, a flower guy, and an icicle man. Our young heroine learns the three realms run by these individuals are under threat by another realm run by an evil witch person, and she must save them. At least that's what's going on the surface. Suffice it to say, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms is your standard kid fare. It's an adventure movie in a fantastical world in which lessons are learned and there's a happy ending. It's fine. Now, I gotta be honest, I normally don't see movies like this, and I really haven't since I was a youngster. As far as I can tell, though, The Nutcracker here is just fine. It's London, sometime around the late 1800s or early 1900s. Our main character is Clara, played by Mackenzie Foy. We learn her mother died about a year before, and her father's doing his best to raise her and her siblings. One night, she gets her mother's last Christmas present to her, which is a metal egg with a lock in it. Clara can't open the lock, and as she's looking around Morgan Freeman's house for it, she happens to walk into the magical world of the Four Realms. She meets the Sugar Plum Fairy, played by Keira Knightley, and learns her own mother somehow created this world using a machine that turns toys into living things. Eventually, Clara agrees to help Keira Knightley destroy the evil Mother Ginger, played by Helen Mirren, by creating a new army of tin soldiers for Keira Knightley. Blah, 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 blah. Now, thankfully, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms is only 90 minutes long, which is probably the best thing about it. I don't necessarily mean that as an insult. What I'm saying is that this movie is pleasant and does little more than give us beautiful visuals and costumes. Therefore, it had to be short in order to avoid wearing out its welcome. It doesn't offer much else to go beyond 90 minutes, so it smartly bails at about that mark. And again, it's fine. I was really only there because Keira Knightley is in this movie, and I see every film with Keira Knightley, so here I was at this Disney family film. I thought Keira's scenes were the best scenes and that she was fantastic, but that's just my own bias. Besides that, the performances are all solid. Morgan Freeman is his usual friendly self for his two scenes. Helen Mirren's great as always, and Mackenzie Foy as Clara is a perfectly good child actor. The film also has Eugenio Derbez and Richard Grant. I think they were the Flower Man and the Icicle Guy. Whatever, they were there. As mentioned, the film is lovely to look at, it's colorful, and will probably get an Oscar nomination for the costumes. It would be well deserved. The plot is standard. Our Clara here solves a mystery that comes in the form of a note from her mother. She finds the note in the first few minutes of the movie, and although its meaning is obvious, it takes her the whole film to figure things out. I have to remind myself, though, that this is a kid's film, so that's probably also standard. The soundtrack is good. It features some classical music from The Nutcracker. The film was directed well enough with some lovely sets, both real and CGI. There's one ballet scene, and then they give us more ballet during the end credits, so if you're into that, stick around for them. It's all fine. Now, there's one thing about The Nutcracker and the Four Realms that really bothered me, though. It was how Clara finds the fantasy world of the film. Instead of discovering a portal in a closet or, say, getting sucked into a book or something, she literally just walks right into it in Morgan Freeman's house. He's some kind of inventor in the movie who I guess was friends with Clara's mom. Anyway, while looking around his house during the Christmas ball, Clara walks right into the land of the Four Realms while wandering down a hallway. So, is the entrance to this alternate world just in a hallway in Morgan Freeman's house? Couldn't other people also just randomly walk into it? Does he go into it? I mean, it's just there in a hallway. I thought that was a little lazy. But whatever. I'm nitpicking. The Nutcracker in the Four Realms is fine. It's not great. I don't even know if it's good. It's just fine. If you're taking the family to the movies for Thanksgiving or something and just want to see a film that everyone ought to at least not hate, then take the family to see this. It's not offensive in any way. It's only 90 minutes, and it's fine. I give The Nutcracker in the Four Realms a 2.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.